In Christianity, destiny is often viewed through the lens of God's sovereign plan for our lives. Scripture teaches us that God has a purpose and a plan for each of us, and our destiny is intricately woven into His grand design. Today, I will show the greatest impact you will ever make here on earth relies in fulfilling your destiny, and I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. One key scripture that illustrates God's view of destiny is found in Jeremiah 29 verse 11, which says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." This verse assures us that God has good intentions for our lives and that our destiny is ultimately in His hands. Another important biblical example of destiny is seen in the life of Joseph. Despite facing numerous trials and setbacks, including betrayal by his own brothers and imprisonment, Joseph ultimately fulfilled the destiny that God had ordained for him. In Genesis 50 verse 20, Joseph declares to his brothers, "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive, as they are today." This story reminds us that even in the midst of adversity, God is working behind the scenes to fulfill His purposes in our lives. As Christians, we can take comfort in the fact that our destiny is secure in God's hands. Proverbs 16 verse 9 tells us, "The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps." This verse reminds us that while we may make plans for our lives, ultimately it is God who directs our steps and guides us toward our destiny. Therefore, let us trust in God's plan for our lives, knowing that He is faithful to fulfill His promises. Let us seek His will above all else, knowing that He has a purpose for each of us and that our destiny is ultimately found in Him. 1. Unwavering trust in God. Trusting in God is like anchoring your entire being to His promises, regardless of the storms life may brew. It's about diving into the depths of faith, where doubts and fears dissipate in the face of His unwavering love. The wisdom of Proverbs 3 verse 5 echoes through the ages, urging us to surrender our limited understanding and wholeheartedly embrace the divine guidance of the Almighty. When uncertainty clouds our path, it's easy to feel adrift, unsure of which way to turn. Yet, in those moments, God calls us to trust Him completely, to let go of our own understanding and lean into His infinite wisdom. It's a call to relinquish control, to release the grip of our anxieties, and to entrust our futures to the One who knows them intimately. Trusting in God doesn't mean we won't face challenges or encounter obstacles along the way. Rather, it means believing that even in the midst of adversity, God is orchestrating something beautiful, weaving together the threads of our lives into a tapestry of redemption and purpose. It's a radical act of faith, rooted not in our circumstances, but in the character of God Himself. Surrendering our fears and doubts to God is a transformative act, one that requires humility and vulnerability. It's an acknowledgement that we don't have all the answers, and that's okay because God does. As we release our grip on control, we open ourselves up to the abundant blessings and unexpected miracles that God has in store for us. Trusting in God isn't always easy. It requires courage and perseverance, especially when the storms of life rage around us. Yet, even in the midst of our darkest moments, God remains steadfast, His love a beacon of hope illuminating the path before us. With each step of faith, we draw closer to His perfect plan for our lives, confident in the knowledge that His promises never fail. 2. Confirmation from wise counsel. Proverbs 15 verse 22 serves as a beacon of wisdom, reminding us of the importance of seeking counsel in our endeavors. It's a gentle nudge towards collaboration, A reminder that we don't have to navigate life's twists and turns alone. In times of decision-making, seeking advice from seasoned Christians or spiritual mentors can be invaluable. These wise counselors, with their depth of experience and insight, can offer perspectives that we might not have considered on our own. When faced with difficult choices or uncertain paths, turning to those who have walked similar roads can provide clarity and direction. Their guidance can help us see beyond our own limited perspectives, illuminating hidden pitfalls or opportunities that might otherwise go unnoticed. Through their words, God often speaks, confirming His leading and nudging us towards His perfect will. But seeking wise counsel isn't just about gathering information. It's also about humility and trust. It requires us to set aside our pride and ego, acknowledging that we don't have all the answers, and that's okay. By opening ourselves up to the wisdom of others, we demonstrate our willingness to be teachable, to learn and grow in our faith journey. Moreover, seeking counsel from multiple sources can offer a more comprehensive understanding of the situation at hand. Each advisor brings their own unique perspective, shaped by their individual experiences and insights. By considering a variety of viewpoints, we can make more informed decisions and chart a course that aligns more closely with God's will. Ultimately, seeking wise counsel is an act of faith, a declaration of our trust in God's provision and guidance. It's a recognition that we are part of a larger community, bound together by a common faith and a shared journey. And as we lean on one another for support and guidance, we are reminded of the strength and beauty of God's family. So, let us heed the wisdom of Proverbs 15 verse 22, embracing the counsel of those who have gone before us. In their words, we may find confirmation of God's leading and assurance that we are on the right path. And in the process, we may discover a deeper sense of connection and belonging within the body of Christ. 3. Persistent burden. There are moments in life when God places a weight on our hearts, a deep, persistent burden that refuses to be ignored. It's like an ember glowing within us, urging us to action, to step out in faith and pursue a cause greater than ourselves. Nehemiah, in the Old Testament, felt this burden keenly when he was called to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Despite the challenges and obstacles he faced, Nehemiah remained steadfast, driven by a sense of purpose that transcended his own desires. If you find yourself carrying such a burden, a passion or conviction that refuses to fade, it could very well be a sign of God's leading in your life. It's a whisper in the depths of your soul, a divine invitation to join in the work of His kingdom. Whether it's a call to advocate for the marginalized, to serve the needy, or to spread the message of hope and redemption, God often speaks to us through these persistent burdens. But discerning God's leading amidst the noise of everyday life can be challenging. It requires patience, prayer, and a willingness to listen closely to the still, small voice of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes, God confirms His calling through circumstances, opening doors and paving the way forward. Other times, He speaks through the wise counsel of trusted mentors or the affirmation of fellow believers. Yet, regardless of how God chooses to reveal His will, one thing remains clear: when we align ourselves with His purposes, we step into our true destiny. We become vessels of His love and instruments of His grace, empowered to make a tangible difference in the world around us. And though the journey may be daunting and the road ahead uncertain, we can take comfort in the knowledge that God is with us every step of the way. So, if you find yourself burdened by a cause or mission that refuses to let go, don't dismiss it lightly. Instead, lean into it with courage and conviction, trusting that God's hand is guiding you towards your true destiny. For in embracing the burdens He places on our hearts, we discover the fullness of life and purpose that He has in store for us. 4. Stepping out of your comfort zone. Stepping out of our comfort zones is like embarking on a journey into the unknown. a journey that God often calls us to undertake in order to fulfill His divine plans for our lives. In Joshua 1 verse 9, God's reassuring words to Joshua echo through the ages, reminding us to be strong and courageous, to banish fear and discouragement from our hearts, for He is with us every step of the way, wherever the path may lead. It's natural to feel apprehensive when faced with unfamiliar territory, uncertain circumstances, or daunting challenges. Our comfort zones offer us a sense of security and familiarity, shielding us from the risks and uncertainties of the outside world. But God's call to step out in faith requires us to leave behind the safety of the familiar and embrace the unknown with courage and trust. Trusting in God's presence and guidance is key to navigating the uncharted waters that lie beyond our comfort zones. It's a declaration of faith and acknowledgement that even when the road ahead seems dark and uncertain, God is there, lighting the way and guiding our steps. With His hand to lead us and His Spirit to empower us, we can face any challenge, overcome any obstacle, and achieve feats beyond our wildest dreams. Embracing challenges and uncertainties becomes an act of worship, a testament to our trust in God's sovereignty and faithfulness. It's a willingness to surrender our own plans and preferences to His divine will, knowing that His ways are higher than ours and His purposes will ultimately prevail. As we step out in faith, we discover the depths of His love and the breadth of His power, transforming our lives and shaping us into vessels of His grace and mercy. So, let us heed the call to be strong and courageous, to embrace challenges and uncertainties with unwavering faith in God's presence and guidance. For in stepping out of our comfort zones, we open ourselves up to the miraculous and the extraordinary, ready to embark on the adventure of a lifetime in the company of our faithful and loving Creator. 5. Spiritual gifts activation. The passage in 1 Corinthians 12 verse 7 serves as a gentle reminder that each of us has been uniquely endowed with spiritual gifts by the Holy Spirit. These gifts aren't meant for our own glory or advancement, but are bestowed upon us for the betterment of the community and the fulfillment of God's divine purposes. Whether it's the gift of prophecy, teaching, healing, or administration, each gift is a manifestation of the Spirit's presence and power in our lives. Discovering and activating our spiritual gifts is a journey of self-discovery and spiritual discernment. It involves paying close attention to where our talents and passions intersect, for it's often in those moments that God's calling becomes clear. Perhaps you find joy and fulfillment in encouraging others, or maybe you have a knack for organizing and leading. Whatever your gifts may be, they are a reflection of God's grace and a testament to His faithfulness. Activating our spiritual gifts isn't just about personal fulfillment. It's about participating in God's redemptive work in the world. It's about using our God-given abilities to build up the body of Christ, to minister to the needs of others, and to bring about transformation and healing in our communities. Whether it's through acts of service, words of encouragement, or the sharing of our talents and resources, we have the opportunity to be channels of God's love and grace to those around us. But activating our spiritual gifts also requires humility and dependence on God's guidance. It's about recognizing that our gifts are not our own, but are entrusted to us by a loving and generous God. It's about surrendering our own agendas and desires to His will, allowing Him to use us as instruments of His peace and reconciliation in a broken and hurting world. The assurance found in Philippians 4 verse 7 speaks volumes about the inner peace that comes from being in alignment with God's will. It's a peace that surpasses human understanding, a tranquility that guards our hearts and minds amidst life's storms. When we're walking in the direction that God has ordained for us, this inner peace becomes a steadfast anchor, grounding us in the midst of uncertainty and turmoil. This inner peace isn't dependent on external circumstances. Rather, it's rooted in our relationship with God and our trust in His faithfulness. It's a deep-seated assurance that God is in control, that He has a plan and purpose for our lives, and that He will never leave us nor forsake us. When we experience this inner peace, it's a sign that we're on the right path, that we're walking in obedience to God's will. It's a confirmation of His leading, a gentle whisper of affirmation that we're exactly where we're supposed to be. But cultivating and maintaining this inner peace requires intentionality and surrender. It means letting go of our anxieties and worries, casting all our cares upon the One who cares for us deeply. It means choosing to trust in God's promises, even when circumstances seem bleak or uncertain. Moreover, this inner peace is contagious, spreading its calming influence to those around us. As we walk in the peace of God, others are drawn to the tranquility and stability that emanate from our lives. We become beacons of hope and reassurance in a world plagued by fear and uncertainty. So, let us cherish and nurture the inner peace that comes from being in harmony with God's will. Let us trust this peace as a sign of His leading in our lives, confident that as we continue to walk in obedience and faith, He will guide us into the fullness of His purposes. And let us share this peace with others, shining brightly as lights in the darkness and pointing the way to the Prince of Peace, who alone can satisfy the deepest longings of our hearts. 10. Divine connections. Have you ever marveled at the timing of certain people entering your life, seemingly at just the right moment? It's as if they bring with them a sense of purpose and direction. The Bible beautifully captures this phenomenon in Proverbs 27 verse 17, where it says, "As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another." This verse reminds us of the profound impact that our relationships can have on shaping our destiny. Think about the people in your life who inspire you, challenge you, and encourage you to be your best self. These individuals may very well be instruments in God's hands, guiding you along the path towards your destiny. They may offer wisdom, support, and perspective that help to sharpen and refine your character, preparing you for the journey ahead. Consider the story of Ruth and Naomi in the Old Testament. Ruth, a Moabite widow, chose to accompany her mother-in-law, Naomi, back to Bethlehem after the death of their husbands. Through their journey together, Naomi became a mentor and guide to Ruth, offering her guidance and support. Ultimately, Ruth's loyalty and faithfulness led her to marry Boaz, becoming an ancestor of King David and, ultimately, Jesus Christ. Naomi's influence played a pivotal role in shaping Ruth's destiny and impacting generations to come. Similarly, in the New Testament, we see the Apostle Paul's relationship with Timothy. Paul took Timothy under his wing, mentoring him in the faith and equipping him for ministry. Timothy became a faithful disciple and co-worker with Paul, playing a significant role in spreading the gospel message. Paul's investment in Timothy's life not only influenced his destiny, but also contributed to the growth and expansion of the early church. As we journey through life, let us be mindful of the divine connections that God places in our path. Let us cherish those who walk alongside us, recognizing them as gifts from God to help us fulfill our destiny. And let us also strive to be instruments of God's grace in the lives of others, knowing that our actions and relationships can have a lasting impact on their journey towards destiny.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart in your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.